Coach, congratulations. Another victory here tonight. And you knew you were probably going to play a lot more players. You did, and they got some significant minutes. 11 players check in tonight and 11 players score.
That's always nice to see, as far as, you know, those guys get a chance to, you know, put the ball in a basket. And, you know, we're looking for more depth. And, of course, you know, Anthony's going to provide, you know, that depth also when, you know, he gets healed up. But, you know, Brett's been playing well in practice, as far as Brett Meyer. And, you know, I didn't want to throw him into the fire last night as far as, you know, as aggressive as those guys were. But, you know, so at some point at this year, he's going to be coming in and he's going to get some varsity time because he has soft touch. He knows the game. You know, his biggest deal right now is probably his physical strength out there. But, I mean, he's a knowledgeable kid. He played well. And Braden Strine is a, you know, he's a scrappy athlete, just needs time.
And they got plenty of time. But I know last night you were probably a little bit disappointed with their defense. How'd you feel that turned around here tonight?
Well, it's so hard. I mean, if we would have played the same team and, you know, had a, you know, the rebounding margin the same and also, you know, kind of, you know, cut down the high percentage shots, you can kind of compare them. But, you know, just athletic-wise, it's really, really hard to compare, you know, how you did against one team compared to another just because of the difference in talent. But, I mean, you know, Dumas, you know, they never gave up. They played hard all the way through, and, you know, they competed. And, you know, Denver South, I'm curious to kind of see how they did tonight with Garden and also, you know, see what happens with Holcomb tomorrow night too.
Yeah, and, of course, you had tonight leading the way again, Jerry Kai with 18, and then Brett Meyer, he, I think, ended up with 10, and then he had a couple others with 9. And Trey O'Neill, he had shots. He only missed two shots from the field tonight with 14 points.
I mean, we got some guys that can shoot the ball. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, we got the inside guys with Drew and Joey. And, you know, Tyler, I'll tell you what, you know, Tyler won't get a whole lot of attention when you're looking at things in the stat book. But, you know, he's always consistent with the assisted turnovers and also with his defense and, you know, just, you know, his unselfish play. We were talking, you know, as a team, you know, early this week and just said, hey, we don't need – 8 guys to be in double figures. You know, we got to have a couple guys that are those unselfish guys that are going to come in and, you know, set the screens and get the loose balls and get the deflections and things like that. And that's the thing that really makes good teams. You know, the good teams aren't, you know, teams that have everybody go score 15 points a game. I mean, yeah, they're going to put up those numbers, but at the same time, are those teams always worried about, well, I haven't got my shot. You know, do I need to get another couple shots up? And, you know, we got kids are going to share the ball, and, you know, some nights, you know, some of our big gunners are going to have 4 to 6 points, and somebody else is going to step in.
It was nice to rest a lot of the starters here tonight, especially the fourth quarter, build up that depth and get some of the younger kids some playing time for the first time in varsity, in their varsity careers. But tomorrow night you have another turnaround. It's Wichita Trinity. They play Holcomb tonight. They lost an overtime game last night to Garden City. Have you been able to find anything on Wichita Trinity today?
Well, I talked to Coach Holloway this evening real quick, and, you know, they had of Denver South, and then, you know, then we talked to him about, you know, Trinity. And, you know, a disciplined team that is, you know, they're going to dribble drive and take shots. And he said, you know, they're very knowledgeable basketball kids, and, you know, they're going to play hard and do things right. So, I mean, they're probably going to be, out of the three teams we've played so far, going to be the most disciplined. But at the same time, they, you know, they're a little height, you know, disadvantage also. I think their tallest kids could be about 6'1.5", but, you know, also supposed to have, you know, some football type kids in there that are going to have some, you know, thicker bodies. They're going to body up and, you know, try to pass deny and, you know, bang you on screens and things too.
Yeah, a team that's had some recent success in basketball and Wichita Trinity, and they come here tomorrow night and wrap up your three games of three nights here in this Clarion and Southwest Classic. Once again, Coach, thanks for stopping by here post game. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.